City has had over the green and white.
Wow. So let's see. Lakers had a 23-game win streak.
23 for Lakers. Wow. How many for Cass City?
Cass City's only won 16 times. How big can it really be? I'm going to go six times.
You're saying six. Close, but no cigar. Four, in fact. 2004 to 2007, very recent.
Yeah.
Cass City outscored Lakers collectively in those 4 years, 161 to 34, or on average 40 to 8.
Ouch.
So Cass City had some good years there, 04 to 07, but Lakers since has been back and forth. And, of course, before we forget, we'd like to wish a happy 39th birthday to Sue Cole. She's listening. Happy birthday, Sue. And, Dave, let's look a little closer at this Laker matchup. The average score is Lakers 22 to Cass City 13. So very close overall, even though there have been some lopsided victories for both teams in this. But when it comes down to it, like we've seen in the past 2 years, a very close matchup.
Oh, 22 to 20, I believe, has been the last score, you know, last year. And it's been that's kind of been the ballpark both teams are in going off the averages. But I don't see this game being much different. I see it being a touchdown, maybe 8 points separating these two teams. And the team that's going to turn the ball over less is going to be the one that has the 8 more points.
And with the exception of 2010, 2009, 2008, Lakers won 34 to 27 by a mere touchdown. In 2007, Cass City won 22 to 15, a mere touchdown. So, I mean, you're looking at a lot of scores here, very close in numbers. Who's going to come out on top tonight, though, Dave?
You know, you got to always give a slight advantage to the home team. But in this case, I'm going to jump the fence a little. I'd like Cass City to sneak out that 2-point edge here tonight.
You're saying Cass City by two, and I'm going to say Lakers by six.
A close match.
It's going to be a close match indeed. And you can hold us to that tomorrow when you see us in the grocery store. It's time for one more quick break, and then we'll go through our game day forecast and everything else, all the kit and caboodle here, right on WLEW Sports, your home for high school football. And yes, I just did say kit and caboodle.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump is not one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Get up to a $2,000 instant rebate when you install a water furnace geothermal system from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. We support local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Your local hometown grocery store, Pigeon IGA, is proud of our community, proud of our school systems, and proud of our area Lakers sports team. Have you stopped into Pigeon IGA lately? You'd be proud of their selection and prices. So whether you're picking up lunch or dinner for the family, with Pigeon IGA's roasted chicken, rotisserie chicken, macaroni salad, potato salad, and more from the deli, remember you can stop in regularly for your weekly grocery shopping too. They thank you for your continued business and support of our community. That's Pigeon IGA, located on the corner of M142 and Caseville Road in Pigeon.
Hometown proud, America IGA.
In this moment, who has your back? An insurance company delivering excellence during your claims process? Auto Owners Insurance has been recognized as highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance claims experience 5 years in a row by J.D. Power & Associates. For award information, go to jdpower.com. Let an auto owner's independent insurance agency have your back, so when the unthinkable happens, you get the claim service you deserve.
Call Thumb Insurance Group agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533, or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
Tailgate checklist. Cooler? Check. Chips? Check. Hot dogs? Check. Your Cass City Redhawks hoodie? Check. Insurance? Check. This season, protect your team with insurance from Auto Owners Insurance and Thumb Insurance Agency. Keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Call Thumb Insurance Agency agents Jim Saransky, Pat Stecker, or Kathy Staser at 1-800-233-9533 or visit the office nearest you in Cass City or Essexville.
More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring invites you to stop in and check out the 2014 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive LT Crew Cab. It boasts a maximum payload of more than a ton and trailering capacity up to 11,500 pounds. And with several models to choose from, you could lease a new 2014 Silverado for as little as zero down and $299 a month. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. At More Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring, get your new Silverado and find new roads.
In the beginning, there was nothing. Then the Big Bang. Then the first cell. Early cellular life quickly advanced until Thumb Cellular said, "Let there be everything."
Thumb Cellular presents the Everything Plan, all for one low monthly fee. Include your smartphone in this plan, and Thumb Cellular provides unlimited nationwide calling and texting and an unlimited 3G network internet connection on your smartphone, all for just $75 a month for the first smartphone and $45 a month for an additional smartphones added to your account. There is also an Everything Plan for non-smartphone users. It gives you unlimited nationwide calling, texting, and data for $60 for the first phone and $35 for an additional phone added to your account. So let your cellular life evolve to everything. Visit your nearest Thumb Cellular location in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Terms and services apply. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
The iPhone 5 is now available at Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, and Sandusky. Call Thumb Cellular today at 1-800-443-5057. Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
Your current forecast for the WLIW Sports Game of the Week, Cass City at Lakers. Current conditions in Pigeon, Michigan are 70 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain tonight with winds out of the south at 7 miles per hour. Visibility is at 6 miles. Barometric pressure is holding steady, and the dew point is at 57. It does feel like it's 68 degrees out. Humidity is at 58%. The sunset is at 7:59 p.m. tonight. We lost 13 minutes since last week. And the moon is in a waxing crescent phase. So I think it's safe to say it is a beautiful day for football. Cass City is ready to kick this one off left to right across your radio in their white jerseys with maroon lettering and helmets. Number 88 for Curtis Dickinson, the senior, pops this one up. It bounces at the 30-yard line, and it bounces back at Cass City, bounces to the 25. Number 23 for Lakers has it. Steve Kaczynski, the senior. Not much of a return, maybe a yard. Actually, they do say 2 yards out to the 25-yard line, and we are off and running. 11:55 left in the first quarter. Lakers on their first possession going right to left across the radio.
Number 6, Sawyer Cuthrell, the sophomore, makes his first tackle for Cass City.
Cass City coming out on defense. Lakers on offense in the green jerseys, white lettering, black pants with flat green helmets, with their numbers on one side. Excuse me, that's the Laker emblem on the one side in metallic silver. Post under center, the younger brother of Nick Post, that is Brady Post, number 8. One man in the backfield, man in motion, working to his left side. That's number 21, Terrence Dubes. And it's number 20, Diaz out around the outside. He's all the way out to the 43-yard line from the 25, an 18-yard gain for Diaz around the left end, and the Lakers have a first and 10.
Curtis Dickinson, the senior, the tackle for Cass City. On that play there, Clark, pretty simple as they put Diaz in motion to the near side of your radio. And while he's coming over, they start the play, pitch it to the defensive back, or pitch it to the deep running back, and he's got a fullback basically in motion as a lead blocker, takes out the defensive corner, and nothing but running room for number 20 of Lakers, Diaz.
It's actually a 20-yard run and where the spot of the ball out of the 45-yard line. Man in motion, two men in the backfield and an eye. And this one's another handoff to Diaz around the left end. He's all the way out to the 50 for a 5-yard gain before he's flipped down by the Cass City defense.
That defender was Sawyer Cuthrell, again, sophomore for Cass City.
5-yard gain, second and 5 coming up for Lakers right at midfield, even though the first down marker says fourth down. Now it says second down. 11:06 left in the first. No score in Laker Nation. Lakers with the ball right to left across the radio. Brady Post under center. Two men in the backfield in a straight line. Receiver wide to the right. There's the snap on a beautiful night. Hand off to the right, number 21. Terrence Dooms wide open. He has the first down. Breaks free with tackle. He's out to the 30, to the 25, down to the 20, and finally dives out in the far sideline at the 17, 16-yard line. A heck of a run for Terrence Dooms around the right.